everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Golger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The music you were listening to is titled Going Within, and it was created and written by a musician called Joe Dex. His name is Joe Dex. He'll be my guest today. We'll bring him out at 2 o'clock. And there's a story behind the piece, and it's an interesting story, and it means a lot to me, and I'd like to share it with the world and tell you a little more about it. So, Joe, I'm looking forward to it. If you're listening to it, I'll see you in about an hour. I'll be doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. I'm going to give out the toll-free numbers. Everybody's invited to call and enjoy. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And it's all about your inner thoughts. Give me a ring. Let me see what's going on in your inner thoughts and where they're leading you. I believe I have a caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rebecca, where are you calling from?
Idaho.
Idaho. Good. All right. Welcome to the show, and I don't know if you heard me read before, but I'll just jump into your reading. I hear and feel what I believe is coming to me from my guides, and I just relay it to you and hope it connects or helps you in some way. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Right away, I'm going to very strongly with employment, boss, employer. If you're looking for a job or a raise or a promotion, you're about to get it because it leads to an increase in finances because they've thrown a lot of money at me. So there is something going on in business, career, business arena, finances. And keep in mind, this could be your better half. I'll pick up on anybody you're really connected to, starting with the closest. So it could be a family member living at home or a husband. Very strong. Also, it's adding to my relationship. It's enhancing a relationship. I don't know if you're in one or you're about to go into one. You're not?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I hope you're looking because I feel like you're on the verge of you're heading into one. Very good chance of it. But I feel like there's a significant experience with your finances and business, like I said. And then it seems to lead you into it's either a very significant, intense friendship or a romance. So, and it may come from, again, the business arena. So stay open to that. If you're looking, I mean, you know where to look. That's what I'm hearing anyway.
Okay.
Let's see. Are you looking for a job?
Well, actually, I'm going to be going back to work in October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is with the time frame, because I try to keep everything between now and 30 days, and that's right around the area, too. You already know you're going back, so between now and then, so, and it's going to be good for you. It's going to be a good experience, very productive, and it obviously is going to affect your finances. There'll be an increase, so that's kind of mixed in there too. But I feel like there's going to be more to it. I'm feeling extra this time for some reason. Be alert for new opportunities. Also, there are some changes that could help you. Okay. Let's see. I keep hearing supervisor and manager. Will you be a supervisor capacity or?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Do you have a connection to one? Or is it a friend or a relative or in the?
No.
Okay. This could be your employer or your supervisor with the friendship also. It could be all tying into this. So be alert and take advantage of it. I feel like it's a good thing for you. So just, you know, be open to it. If you see an extra special connection, because I feel like it, this connection with this person just keeps adding to your success and your income. So be alert for that.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be doing something in the community, too. I'm hearing, I don't know if you're an activist or you're going to have a chance, but I'm getting an involvement in the community of some kind. So also being very joyous for you and enhancing your life. So any opportunities in the community, even if it's volunteer or helping the community in a way, pay attention to that because there's something there for you. If you see it, you come in your way. And they just keep going to finances, just that the finances are going to expand and become more stable and increase. And I'm feeling internal goals with you and dreams, and I'm feeling like I'm reaching them, too. They just want you to know that you will reach your goals. I just keep hearing that over. Tell us you'll reach your goals. So I'm just leaving that with you. Something special you want to do or something you're dreaming about, it's coming to you and you're manifesting it. So keep everything in your heart and stay the way you are because you're eventually going to get where you want to be, I'm hearing to tell you.
Okay.
And that's about it. I got some numbers for you. I'll leave you some numbers. I got a 2, a 10, and a 4. I hope I helped you. If you have any questions I didn't touch on or...
Well, I actually have a court appearance that I have to go to, and I was kind of wondering what you kind of feel happening with that.
I'm feeling fair play for you and agreements being reached. So it's going to move forward, I believe. And for some reason, is there a chance that your income could be helped or finances? I mean, is there...
Yes. Yeah.
I'm getting like I don't want to get your hopes or anything, but I feel like they're describing it like a payload. I'm getting what I want or it's in my favor. And it's helping my finances. And this also could be connected to what I was picking up on with your financial base expanding and the increasing.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship? Oh, I asked you that up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
Right now, no.
Okay, I get a little dreamy when I'm doing this, so just bear with me.
Okay.
And I repeat myself. My wife says I repeat myself constantly, so. But anyway.
Well, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
I'm having some issues with an ex-spouse.
Okay.
And our children, we just recently had children about 6 weeks ago, and he's kind of questioning the paternity.
Okay.
Do you see that anything getting better with that? Because right now it's been really bad.
Yep. That's going to turn around also for you. I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it's going to turn around. It's going to become more agreeable. I believe. By October, you got a common ground and a common goal, and I believe because of the kids and things that are involved, there's an agreement. There's going to be an agreement and even understanding and some friendship. So it might not seem like it now, but I believe by the time you hit October, it's improved immensely for you, I'm hearing. Even turning into a liking and a friendship, believe it or not, don't yell at me, I'm just the messenger, but I'm hearing that it goes that far, so it's definitely going to smooth over and improve, okay?
Okay. All right, great, thank you.
Okay, take care, good luck.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio is where you'll find your inner thoughts. There's nothing like it on the planet. Bookmark it, navigate it, learn to enjoy it. There's over 80 talk shows and dozens of readers, and it doesn't get any better than that, folks, and it's all free. If you'd like to have more information about me, it's www.michaelgoget.com. You can listen live now at my site. just go to Listen Now and click the arrow, and you can hear the broadcast. You can hear all of BBS Radio's broadcasts from my site and many other sites now. It's global. It's out of control. It's expanding. Like I said, bookmark it and navigate the site. BBS.com, BBSRadio.com. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just getting settled in. 2 hours is a long time, and I'd like to get settled in and warmed up. It's just like playing baseball.
Very good.
Yep. What's your first name?
Shirley from Alberta.
Shirley?
Mm-hmm.
From Alberta. Okay, Shirley. You've been listening to me read, I hope, and familiar with it, and I'm just going to jump into what I'm feeling for you and hope that it helps you or connects or gets you interested in what goes on anyway.
Okay.
With you, I'm going to business also, a work activity and some advice here, and which will also lead to an increase. Looks like it's a good day for increases in incomes and business connections and activity. And also with you, there's an expansion. I feel like, come on, I'm hearing travel too, Shirley, between now and October. There may be a journey or some kind of a travel coming up for you. And for some reason, I'm feeling business or business interest or work connected with it, but also some pleasure. And but it doesn't necessarily have to be because of work and business. And and with this comes connections and friends and interesting experiences and above and beyond friendships. So if you are going somewhere, it looks like it's going to be a good time and it's going to pay off for you. It's like my horizons and my connections are expanding and also helping me. I almost want to say maybe connected to another female, too. Do you have any business trips coming up?
No.
Or anything that could help you find any travels at all between?
Not that I'm aware of.
By the time October comes? Interesting. I can't tell if it's a pleasure trip or it's just we're connected to business. But anyway, you may find out, you know, a couple of weeks down the road that there is something coming up. And to be open, because I feel like it's good for you, and it helps you.
Is this related to a work problem?
It could, yeah, the business arena, yeah. Yeah, I could very well be. And also another female, or again, a supervisor being connected to this, or helping you, or advising you in some way with this, or being a part of it. I'm wondering if it's a court hearing or not. I think it's something with sales, negotiating, and then communicating, and like she's advising me and helping me with a business issue. So be open to the females and pay attention if there's something coming up where you have to do a journey or a day trip or go somewhere out of the ordinary. It could be connected to them. Let's see. Another thing, I feel like somebody's leaving or going somewhere, or did a friend leave somewhere? Are you going through a split of some kind, a family member or a friend?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or somebody has to move or relocate? Also, I feel like maybe somebody might have to move or relocate. Could be a friend or a family member, I'm hearing. Another thing, if I wind up in any type of a dispute between now and October, especially if it's with friends or family members, I don't want to add fuel to the fire. If I see it develop, and I want to be a peacemaker and kind of stay away from it and don't get involved as less as possible. Any kind of disputes, if you walk into one and you see one developing, play the peacemaker or distance yourself from it. Because it would escalate. It would getting involved would make it just worse. So,
well, that's what's going on at work.
I was going to say that, but I'm limited. I only have a few minutes here, and I have to just give you the energy and hope that you match it to where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know what I mean? What can I say in 10 minutes? You know what I mean? So I give you a dispute, and I get you walking into it or being involved or trying to get in and out of it. And if this is going on between now and October, the less you have to do with it, the better. Because it's only the more you're involved, the uglier it's going to get. So, and it's just a head up from spirits. I'm just hearing it in your experience. I'm just listening to what's in your experience. So this is how I read. And that may end by somebody leaving or splitting somehow or a distance in, between people. So that may also be maybe even co-workers being pulled apart or split or separated.
That's happening right now.
Thank you. I'm so glad when somebody understands how I talk, because I'm talking spirit, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking what I hear. And and then there was some spiteful behavior and some jealousies involved, and because of it or coming out of it, and be aware of the after effects and distance yourself from it. That's your best defense.
All I want is good hours, you know, in the afternoon. That's about it. And I'm not getting what I want right now. It's a waste of my time.
Okay. Well, I would surround it with love and be positive. That's the best way of handling it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't let it go nasty. And then I believe there's a female ally or a supervisor that's in that will be an ally and may help make that better. So there is some hope here. I feel like it gets better as long as you keep it peaceful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Don't get involved in what's going on.
Or at least don't add to it or aggravate it. So... Okay, and I feel like somebody there, and I think it's a female, and it's a little higher level, it's kind of got your back or understands, and will make it better, so.
Very good.
Okay.
Can I just ask two questions? One is relating to family. There's a family issue.
Okay, all right. What do you got?
An ex-husband is trying to pull the family apart. He was out of their life for many years, and now he's back and trying to pull the whole family apart, and he's succeeding.
I'm getting that, so I believe it's going to go into that and probably escalate before it gets better. So everybody needs to be on point and guard and play interference, because I feel like he'll accomplish some of the mission. Miserable energy with this and unstable energy. So he's going to make his mark, but if everybody basically does what they're supposed to do, I'm hearing, and that would be interference enough, really.
Well, they need to stand their ground, and he's using the will as leverage.
Right, because he's there, and it's getting miserable, and the only way of stopping it is everybody basically don't paying attention to him and trying not to feed into it. So, again, that's connected to the message. Do not feed into any disturbances that come your way between now and October. And I would include the family issues. So,
mm-hmm.
And I believe if everybody does stand their ground, and I think he's going to go away again anyway, or something's going to happen, because I feel like he's not happy with what the way it is even there, and he's being pulled somewhere else. So I think eventually you're going to see him just go away or go somewhere else.
Well, he's very unhealthy, so it's possible a health issue.
Yeah. Well, I feel it not being an issue. I feel him being pulled away. So, and everybody's defense is the best staying away from him and not feeding into it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Until he's out of the picture or changes his direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the other question was relationship.
Let me let you go on this, because I know I got a lot of calls, and I promised everybody that I'm going to cut down on my readings. So maybe the next week we can go to the relationship, all right?
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. You
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Take care of yourself. night, everybody. If you want a reading, you know the number. BBS Radio, you're in the thoughts with Michael Golger. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be a great show. I'm doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. I'll be bringing a guest out at 2 o'clock, Mr. Joe Dex. He's a buddy of mine from way back, and there's an interesting story, and the theme song of You're in the Thoughts was created and written by Joe Dex, and it's an awesome piece. We have it installed in the front page of my website. If you'd like to go there and listen to it, just go to my website, www.michaelgoga.com, and have your speaker on, and you'll hear it. And maybe we can play it later during the interview, I'm hoping. We did play the full version when the show started today, and it sounded great. It really did. I can't wait to introduce Joe Dex to my friends, my audience, and the world, and hear the story of how Going Within. Going Within is the title of the piece, and there's a story behind it, and it means a lot to me and a lot to Joe Dex, and we're going to be telling everybody about that later. Caller, hi, are you there?
Hi, Michael, this is Jean.
Jean?
Yes.
Jean, where are you calling from?
South Dakota.
South Dakota? Nice. Isn't that where the bike rallies are?
Yep.
Sturgis? Is that South Dakota, Sturgis?
They have a rally in the hills, in the Black Hills every year.
Yeah, I was just watching it last night on TV. I said, I'd like to go there. And now, I think you're the first call from South Dakota.
Well, good.
Yeah, it looked like a nice place, and the bike thing looked awesome.
Well, there's a lot of space here.
You know what it was on? It was on America's Most Wanted.
Oh,
that's
oh no.
Yeah, he was at the bike rally, John Walsh. And I said, wow, that looks cool. I'd like to do that.
Oh, yeah, John Walsh. I know who he is.
Yeah, and now here I am talking to somebody from South Dakota.
Yes.
Okay, Jean, right?
Yes.
Okay, how'd you find us?
Oh, I listen to BBS all the time.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear. I can't wait to bring it out in New York. I'm keeping it a secret for a little while longer. And
yes,
then,
it's great.
I think it's the best radio station on the planet. I load it up and put it in my toolbar while I'm doing my work on the internet. And,
and we all love Don for it.
Yes. Don and Doug. You know, I love him. I know he's listening.
I know he is, too.
Probably blushing and grinning. Okay. Gene, all right. As soon as I connected to you, I felt like a rush of energy. So I know there's, I just feel like if it's you being hyper or you got a lot going on, but I feel like there's a lot of activity around you or a lot of plans, or just a lot of energy. But
it's both. I'm hyper and I do have a lot on my plate.
I'm feeling it. It's like you're making me tremble. I also feel like I'm a little tied down, or there's a few things in the way, and I got to wait for something, or I got to do something before I can do this, and I'm kind of like a horse biting at the bit, and I just want to get to the next part, next stage, and
yes,
but it's like temporary. I feel like maybe I'm waiting for something, a permit, a loan, a license, or somebody to do something, and I'm hearing tell her it's only temporary. Everything is only temporary. And,
that's exactly right. My daughter was hit by a drunk driver, and she's had several brain surgeries and back surgeries and such. And I'm waiting for her to get better so I can move on.
Okay.
But I take care of her every day.
Yes, and that's awesome. And they're saying it's temporary, and it's for all different types of reasons. Just do what you're doing. Just wait, back and wait, and see how things go. You're doing the best you can. I'm hearing you're right on track. It's okay because the time isn't right for any real major decisions anyway. So you're being delayed for a good reason, I'm hearing from Spirit. And when you start moving forward, that would be the perfect time to move forward. So they want you to know that.
Okay.
So it makes waiting a little easier, you know?
Yes.
And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, Teller. And when the time is right, I feel like as you go into October, things are moving more forward for you. And,
good.
And calmer. I don't think you have too much more to go. What was your expectations on your time frame as far as your daughter? And having more freedom another 30 days? Or?
Well, it, she was hit in 2000, in the year 2000, so it's been 7 years, so I'm hoping she's going to be better soon. She just had a brain surgery, a second one, about 8-9 months ago.
Wow.
They said it takes about a year and a half after each brain surgery, so.
Wow, good. Other than feeling the restrictions and the emotional drain, I feel good about everything.
Good.
Yeah,
I get frustrated sometimes, but I try to just give it all up to my angels.
Right, and that's why I was hearing you were handling it the best you could, and you're doing the right thing. And other than, like, the drain on energy and time and even finances, you're going to get through it as long as you... And you feel so well-adjusted mentally and emotionally to me, too. Like, you know what to do. You make things happen. You don't sit around and wait, and you know you basically know what direction you're going and how you're going to do it. I'm getting help from a male, too. I feel a male coming into my realm and helping me, actually a couple of males, and they're helping me with the changes in my life. Because I feel like as I go into October, there's some things changing for you.
Okay.
Some things do move forward as soon as October. And I feel like it's an opportunity that if I dropped in my lap and I got to act on it.
Okay.
And the people that I need to help me are also given to me. And I feel like they're men. I don't know if they're brothers or hubbies or neighbors or coworkers, but the help also comes with the opportunity.
So. Well, my husband just put in for a promotion.
Okay. That would be part of it. Would that require him to go somewhere or move?
No, not a move, but he might have to go for a couple extra weeks of training.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I believe that could be it, or a part of it.
Okay.
And he's going to have somebody else working with him, or pulling for him, or helping him.
Okay.
So that could be a part of it, and I think there's a few other things. It just seems like as you go into October, a good chunk of you is up and running and moving forward, and you got a little more freedom. So you got some exciting stuff going on.
Good.
And I believe it is hubby with the job thing. Because the decision comes in and then things are swift, and it's got to be acted on. And it's just like what I'm feeling, like he gets a promotion, has to go somewhere, go away, and then you need a few things, and everything falls into place. I'm hearing for that. That's about all I'm getting really on you. Do you have any questions? Did it help you any?
Yeah. Everything sounds right on and the way we're moving. So.
Okay. I was just saying, look, and you're on the right track, and things are improving there, and you're handling it well. And as you go into October, you're going to see a lot more freedoms given to you, or time, or direction, or opportunity.
Good, because I do. I'm a realtor. My trade, but I haven't been doing much with that because of taking care of my daughter, so.
Okay. Do you have any partners or any man?
Well, my husband's also a broker, but he, you know, he's doing this other job, too, so he just does it part-time with me.
Okay.
But like I said, we haven't been doing it all since our daughter's been having all these surgeries, so.
Okay. I think you're going to see something with that, too.
Okay, good.
For some reason. And it's connected to a male. It may be a hubby or one of his friends or an associate, a male associate somewhere connected to it. And you're going to see signs of that coming back to life.
Okay, good. Well, my dad's building a house right now, and he's going to have me sell it. So that's probably the other male you see.
And I think it's going to go on from there. So... You're going to have, like I said, by October, you're going to have a few things going on. And it's for the best, and you enjoy it, and it's what you want.
Okay, that sounds great. So you see him getting this job promotion?
I do.
Good.
I do. And I also feeling him going like a week or two or something like that, or training or something connected to the job, and you validated that earlier.
Yes.
Yep. And,
everything you said was right on.
Yeah, and I do feel it coming through and him having to go away and to learn. And health, and like I said before, other than everything that was involved and what she went through, your daughter, I'm feeling everything is moving forward with her, too.
Good, good.
As far as health goes. I'm getting something with the past with her, too. People from the... How old is your daughter?
She's 25.
25.
And then I've got a three-and-a-half-year-old grandson that I have to help take care of.
Oh.
When I take care of her.
Oh, okay. Something with your daughter, something from her past coming back. A friend or family or a connection or experience. Something from her past is coming back and going to be a big boost to her.
Oh, good.
I don't know if it's the ability to do what she used to do or an ex-good friend or a good friend or...
Yeah, she was going to medical school when she before she got hit.
Okay.
And so she's always wanted to go back to that, but...
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm feeling that the experience is coming back to her. I don't think it's gone for good. I feel like it's things that she did in the past and people that she knew in the past are coming back and being a big boost to her recovery and her health.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and an overall feeling of her being able to do what she used to do or connected to what she used to do.
Yeah.
And it helping her, like it snowballs, you know?
Yeah.
A chain reaction. So, and it may be brought forward by somebody from the past that she knew or was connected to.
I'll tell her that. That'll make her feel good.
Yeah, and maybe even help it come about. Like somebody just in that field or connected to her, bonding with her would spark a quicker and more profound healing. So, and also a family gathering or a reunion or something coming up and that helping and making a difference in her life and everybody's life there.
Okay.
So if you get invited anywhere and it's like it's a reunion, a gathering, or a social event, go to it because I feel like there's going to be some good things there for all of you.
Okay, great.
Especially your daughter, if she's able to go.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. You're great. You have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, lovely lady. I enjoyed that reading. I really did. Michael Goger, you're in a thought. That's what you're listening to. If you just turned us on, that's where you are. It's the only place to be on Sunday afternoon. Your inner thoughts. Where will they take you and what will they tell us? Give me a ring, folks. Toll free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And you can dial direct if you have a plan, 1-530-876-3222. If you'd like to know more about me, visit my website, www.michaelgoger.com. It's getting bigger by the moment. Bookmark it and navigate that. There's a lot of good things there for you. More info on me, how to get a hold of me in private, how to set up an appointment, anything you may need to know about Michael Goger and your inner thoughts. Everything is based on my radio show, folks. MySpace, my website, my Facebook, my Yahoo group, my mailing list, my friends list, and my Pal Talk shows. And that's where we're going to keep it. Your inner thoughts. Tell your friends about us. Spread the word. Put it on your signature email. Put it on your friends list. Any promotional aid you can do for me is deeply appreciated. It becomes difficult being an entertainer, performer, psychic, and promoter, and publicist. And all the help I get is deeply appreciated. Hi, caller.
Hi.
I didn't know you were there. Then I heard an echo.
I'm sorry.
And I said, you know what? They don't mind.
No.
Let me keep yapping.
Is it okay now? Or is it
too late? Sure. I just wanted to get all that out. I was on the roll and I didn't want to stop.
No, that's fine.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is my first time I'm listening to you.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you find out?
Well, I'm kind of in the metaphysical field and I got an email in a couple of groups saying that this radio was on, so I checked it out. I had it on for the last couple of days, and this is the first time I heard somebody actually being on other than music. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, me too. It sounded pretty interesting. I was listening to a couple of your readings.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How did I sound?
Very good.
Loud and clear?
Yeah, very good, and sounded really good.
Good. And I'm going to give you your reading. You've been hearing me read, and hopefully it'll help it connect to where you want it to go. And if it doesn't, I believe in my heart that it's meant for you. It's just that the understanding just isn't there yet. And you find that. It's no big deal. I mean, you know, I tell everybody, that psychic said this, that psychic, and I tell everybody that, to me, psychics and readers are artists, especially the reader, the psychic reader. There's a difference between a psychic and a psychic reader.
Yeah.
And every psychic reader, I believe, is an artist, and if they draw a picture of a tree, my tree is going to look different than his tree, but it's still a tree.
Right.
You know, it might not click with you, but it may click with someone else. But anyway, I'm just rambling.
Okay.
Tricky way of breathing.
So what do you want to know? My name?
No, I don't need anything. I'm already connected to you and ready to repeat what I'm hearing in my head.
Okay.
I have a little whisper in my head, and I feel in my body like it's just a knowing of what to say and how to say it.
Okay.
And through the years, I developed a reference system with that, and I believe it's fairly accurate, so... Okay, I'm hearing right off the bat, hang on to what you have. I for some reason, I'm feeling I need to tell you, now isn't that the time. Not the time for like a major change.
Uh-huh.
If you can like put something on hold or stall it or sleep on it, the beginning of October would be much more focused and clearer.
Okay.
And the energy and the information that you need to do this will be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
More so in 30 days. Not that you can't do anything now or even listen to what I'm saying. I mean, you just use your own judgment. If it's something that can wait, like if you're thinking about doing something, you can wait 30 days and then do it. I just feel like more info will be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be easier for you to put it together, okay? And I like the opportunity. All the parts of the opportunity aren't in place yet, so...
Okay.
Just keep that in mind as you're expanding, because it's connected to an expanding and moving forward. And, expand. Come on, people around you. I feel like it may be connected to family and friends, and I'm getting two separate things here. I feel like there's a lot of demands on me, too, at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of demands on me, too.
That's all. I'm sorry. I talk. When I say me, I'm actually saying you.
Right. I got that.
I try to absorb you, and I put you in me. And so when I say me, I'm saying you.
Right.
But I feel like I'm surrounded with demands, and I mean, sometimes drained from it, too. So, okay, hang on. Stay put on something. They want you to wait on something.
Yeah, but what? I have so many irons in the fire. I was wondering.
I feel like I'm going to work in business, in the business arena,
okay.
Finances.
Okay.
Keep the present lifestyle intact too. Like if you're planning on moving or.
No, I have a lot of things going on. One of them is I applied for a promotion.
Mm.
At work, but on the other side, I'm interested in alternative healing, and I started some things there, and they're starting to kind of go off.
Mm.
So I have some a weekend set up where I'm going up to another place to do a lot of reconnective healing, and
okay.
I think this is going pretty smoothly, so I feel like I should go there and do that.
Yeah, when were you going to do it?
In 2 weeks, I think. The week after the holiday weekend.
Yes, you're right on the money.
Can I get good there?
Yes, I would go. Yes, you're right on the money. I'm also hearing security coming from this, too, and you're like, you're putting your roots down. You found your glitch.
Is that it for me? Because I was always wondering, I get so many different directions.
I believe it's good for you.
Okay.
I believe it's good for you.
Okay.
It's gonna be part of your of who you are and your security.
Right.
In many different ways. And now, if you do that, eventually would you have to relocate and move?
No.
No, there's no relocation.
I live in a fairly conservative area, but I have been told that I'm here for a reason, to shine the light.
Okay.
And I've been sitting here for about 8 years. This is about how long it took me to start getting a kind of little bit going on that.
Okay. Are you buying more, though, or?
No.
I feel like I'm doing something with real estate, or?
Well, we're...
Or moving my office, or making an something with...
We're having to build a house. Is that something that's supposed to happen? Because they're going to demolish our current building because we're the highway's going to get widened.
Oh, okay.
But it's been in my plan and in my... Yeah. I'm trying to manifest this house coming to us very easily and no financial difficulties.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And it's
so
a good
I've been working on that for some time, trying to manifest it.
I'm celebrating over this thing. It went good for me. I'm celebrating.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, and I'm even like throwing a party. There's other people around congratulating me. So it's a successful thing. And it's.
But the house is going to be on the current property, so we're not moving.
Right, but I'm feeling issues with that arena.
Right.
Building a house, and you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and it's very successful for you.
Good.
Yeah, and it goes well. So you things are going well for you there.
Right.
And keep in mind my readings are from now until 30 days. I try to keep it a 30-day time span, so.
Right. You see anything on that promotion happening for my job? Because the healing does not support me right now, but... I'm kind of hoping that in a couple of 3 years or so, I could retire and then do that.
Right. I feel like I'm right on top of one. I really do. I feel that I feel like it could be very soon as you go into the fall.
Really?
Yeah. There's an increase, definite increase in your earning potential and your influence in what you're doing.
Yeah, I know.
And now, this journey that you're going on is going to be extremely successful.
Oh, good.
Business-wise, it's going to really lead to more of it in the future and expansion. So you're going to do well with that. You really are. And I'm hearing the visit. And then I feel like somebody visits you in return, or there's like a chain reaction of events because of where you're going and what you're doing.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, and it continues, and it's a chain reaction I'm hearing. And a lot of, maybe some friends involved or connected to it.
I have some other healing friends, right?
Yeah, there's some other friends and people involved in it, and that's also a positive experience.
Good.
And connecting with it. And I feel like I'm right on the verge of getting some good news, too. I feel like it could be to the property and to your journey. So I get some news coming in. It's encouraging, and it's also good news. And it's connected to everything that you're going through, the business arena, the trip, and the property and everything that you're involved in.
So the piece about staying in place, does this have something to do with my work, with that I applied for the promotion? I shouldn't go for it?
What do you mean?
Well, I have applied for a promotion at work. And in the beginning, you said for me to stay put, stay where I'm at, don't move so fast or something. So does that, like, is that related to my work, to my job? Because the healing is on the side right now.
Whatever is moving forward naturally, I would allow to move forward naturally.
Okay.
I wouldn't influence anything in any way.
Okay.
And it was pertaining to a few, like you were changing jobs or something major, like maybe splitting with a friend, or you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but anything that's moving forward naturally, and it's already in motion, is the what I'm seeing being successful and working it and right on time.
Good. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
You helped me a lot.
All right. And now, and everything that's moving forward and everything that's going on now. It's going to be clearer in October, too.
Oh, right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Meaning that when you get to October, everything that we're talking about now, there's going to be more info.
Okay.
And more clarity and more to think about and talk about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I also believe that was part of the staying put, because all the facts aren't in yet. And they will be by October.
Okay.
All right, and that's lined up, because the trip would be over and done with, and you know how that's going.
Right.
And you just may hear about an increase. I do feel something being offered to you at work, and it's an expansion. And I'm calling it a promotion or a raise or an opportunity.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I have one more question, if you don't mind.
All right, quick one.
Right, it's in reference to my daughter. I just wonder if she's going to be happy soon.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
I'm feeling, yeah.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm just listening to what I'm hearing. But I get the impression, the overall impression, and it was a good one. It was a happy one. And there was something very exciting and something to be proud of. I feel like there may be some school or education for her going through, or something that catches her interest, or she's going to do something with education and or opportunity and training. Okay, it's going to help her or make a difference.
Okay,
and also some business advice for her or work advice for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also hearing passing of. There's some things she's going to pass. I don't know if she has a test coming up or an exam or an interview. And I'm passing my test, I'm hearing.
Okay.
So, and then I go into some kind of a study, like I'm going to study something or learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to help for her to help her move forward.
Okay.
And move slowly on work and business, tell her. Slowly at first, slowly for some reason. Don't rush into the first thing or... especially when it comes to work and business, kind of examine things and sleep on things a little.
For her, right.
For her, for some reason.
I don't know. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. I hope I helped you.
Yep, it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I am. I send it out in my little email.
Good. Spread the word. Word of mouth.
I will do it.
It's the only way to go.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. If there's another caller, I'll go right to the caller. If not, I'll talk for a few minutes and then get ready to bring my guest out, Joe Dex. Awesome, awesome. Joe Dex rocks. If you go to my website, you can listen to the theme song that he wrote for us, Going Within. And it's mesmerizing, hypnotic. It's mystical. It's got everything. It was written to match my energy and my old chat name, Going Within. And he hit it right on the head with this piece. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Yep.
Wichita, Kansas.
No, you got it.
Looking for a job.
Yep.
Tell me some good news. Anything?
Oh, yes. That's why I called. I had to fill you in.
Oh, thank you. I want everybody to listen. Turn your speakers up.
Okay. I had an interview Friday afternoon after work, and I'm not sure about that one. The best news is that last Monday, our bosses brought pizza into the office and made an announcement that they are going to sell the business to another agency.
Oh, my God.
And this agency is nationwide and will all be guaranteed jobs. Those of us in the office, the six of us in the office, will all be guaranteed the jobs.
Oh, my God.
And nobody's going to get a pay decrease, but we don't know yet if there's an increase. I'm going to guess that there is because of what you said before.
Everything I told you.
Yeah.
I even felt it being within the place you were within.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a within and within within thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my, right. That's on the money.
It's not finalized yet. It'll be final when they submit the final contract. Will be like the end of September.
Mm.
But the people from the other organization, some accountants and people came in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and went through our books and that sort of thing.
Okay.
and evidently they were pleased with what they saw. I don't think it was quite as much as they thought we had, but but I was told that I kept very good records, and
good.
Yeah, and I'm if it works out the way that they talked like it would, I'll probably be working with the accountant at that office.
Good. You know, right now I'm looking at this, and the stage that it's in, it's like a, it's a mix-up ball. It's confusion right now because everybody's saying something, and it, you know, the, what you would expect in a transition. And so it is a little confusing, but I'm hearing the dust is going to settle once the roads are chosen. And all you, I'm hearing to tell you, all you need to do is just sit back and then coast. And just wait for the players to come on scene. And the money stumbling block is being removed, so there, there is an increase in finances. So I believe the changes are going to benefit you financially.
Great, because I definitely need an increase.
Yeah, I do feel there's going to be an increase because I'm hearing stumbling blocks, and they're showing me money and saying stumbling blocks, and they're being removed. So and to me, this is showing that, connected to these changes, that there will be an increase in finances. Right now, they're in a discovery stage type feeling with this. They're do this, do that, maybe this, maybe that.
Right.
And it's going to interfere with a lot of intuitive checking up, you know what I mean? It's, at first, it's going to be a little confusing, and but I'm definitely hearing growth, going forward in growth. And then it's going to be achievement and advancement for all. It's here, I'm saying, I'm hearing.
Achievement and what?
Achievement and advancement for everybody. It's going to be a good thing for overall, really, for everybody that's involved there.
Okay.
And stick with it, I'm hearing. Tell her to stick with this. Stick with this. Don't give up.
Okay. And we go on a tour Thursday. At least those of us that work in the office, we are not Tuesday, Thursday. And then Tuesday is payday, and that's when the rest of the staff will be told about this.
Nice. Nice. And I believe you will be... I'm getting the math and the accountant thing. It was a good thought that you had. I feel like you will be connected to the payroll or the accounting and stuff like that.
Yeah, I prefer to do the accounts receivable.
Right. Because I'm hearing accounts, payroll. There's the money and math, and so you're being pulled in this direction there. And I believe it could be offered to you, and it'll be good for you. It'll be a good move.
Okay.
It'll be just what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm feeling all good stuff for this, Janie.
Cool.
I think I'll leave you with that. It really don't get no better. And you're definitely going into an upswing. By 30 days from now, things are going to be much more improved, and you're going to be feeling a lot better, too.
Great.
Like weights were lifted off your shoulders, I'm hearing.
Maybe I won't have to sell my house after all.
I'm leaning towards you not having to. I feel like your plans are going to finally take effect, I'm hearing. And then weight lifted off my shoulder, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You might have to interview or test or try or apply within. And if that happens, I'm hearing you go right through it, no problems. If that comes your way, if we want to talk to you or we want to interview you or you got to take a test or something like that, you go right through it, no problems, I'm hearing. And be a little on guard for some jealousies, I'm hearing. There for some reason, with the change will come different personalities and attitudes, and be clever with it, and weave and dob, and you know, be alert, and you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Because with different personalities will come different atmosphere, and you know, you've been around a while, you know how to deal with it. As long as you keep that in mind, you'll work your way around it.
As long as I don't let my mouth get ahead of my brain.
They were saying that. Watch the tongue. Watch your tongue and be clever. Also be clever. And you know how to do it. If you see something growing and developing, you know how to play, and you know, you go this way, you go that way, and as long as you're staying on top of it, everything else is going to fall into place for you, and it's going to be the thing you're looking for, I'm hearing. It's going to make a big improvement in your mental outlook, too.
Good.
I'm hearing it's an uplifting and inspiring here. It's you're interested in it, and you're excited, and it's a good thing, so... And that's
do you have... I'm sorry.
What's that?
I was going to ask you I have two other questions. Do you get anything about my youngest daughter? She started orientation today on a new job. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, I know I've asked you this before, it was romance. And you told me about that there's some kind of blockage or something there that has to be removed first.
All right, I'll try to go quick because I'm running out of time here.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. The daughter, she does well with the interview.
Good.
I believe she does well with it.
Well, she got hired. It's orientation that she does today, and I'm concerned. I hope she keeps the job. Is what I'm.
I feel she will. Does she have health problems too, or issues that get in the way of her working?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm hearing that they're overcome. She's going to overcome them this time.
Okay, good.
She's going to resist the urge to go back to the old way or thinking or something. She's going to overcome something that stopped her from doing this before. So
I know what you mean, exactly.
Yeah, and
I know what you mean.
Okay. And so we took care of the daughter. And romance, ooh, we got a ways to go on that.
That's still out there, isn't it?
It's still out there, and I would get through this work thing before I even started worrying about that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's going to be a while. It's up in the air, really. It's not that bad. It's just that it's something you really don't need to worry about right now, I don't think.
Okay.
And it would be a waste of energy, because what is now won't be later, and it's got a ways to go. There's some things going on here that you have to work through.
Okay.
So I wouldn't even really worry about the relationship or issues or anything like that until I get through this work thing. I see this work thing being more important than anything right now for you.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. And then, because what's going to happen is when that's settled and doing good, other things are going to settle and do good. So it's like a chain reaction.
I see.
All right?
Okay.
All right. As far as relationship goes, just hang on tight and don't influence it one way or another.
Just stop thinking about it, huh?
Yeah, basically, in a way, don't weigh yourself down. It's not worth it. Just hang on tight and watch it for a while.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Janine, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
All right, thank you for the validation, on-air validation. Awesome. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
All righty, I don't get enough of it.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Janine, goodbye.
You're welcome.
Which brings up the topic, if you do get a reading or I touch you in any way, or you really enjoy the show, drop us a note, let me know. Especially if it's a validation, it helps a lot. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bring my guest, Joe Dex, out. It's going to be an awesome interview. And Don, can you hear me?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show, Your Arena Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. We just took a little break to bring my guest out, Joe Dex. He is the gentleman that wrote and created the piece that you've been hearing today. We played it at the beginning of the show, and then we played it during the break. It's an instrumental piece written for me, and I guess on my energy and my old chat name, my Yahoo chat name, Going Within. And Joe came into me in a chat room and said I was inspired to write a song connected to you. And we talked for a while, and at that time I said to him, fantastic. And I said, if I ever get a radio show or a TV show, I'd use it as a theme song or something like that. And here we are 4 or 5 years later, and Spirit in Action, the vision has been completed. It's the song is on, and you've been listening to it. It's in the front page of my website. It's going to be the theme song of my radio show, and it's always going to go wherever I go. And I have Joe Dex here now. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you? Good to be here.
Welcome to my show, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so nervous. Of all the guests I had, I'm more nervous with you than I.
No need to be.
How many people have I call it a song. What would you call it?
Well, it's a piece of music anyway.
A piece of music or instrumental. Piece of music. How many people have that written for them? You know what I mean. I'm so humbled by this. It's like
you're like Johnny Carson now.
A psychic Larry King. That's where I want to go.
Yeah.
And I got my own theme song.
Yep.
And it's always going to be with me. So no matter where I go, I'm going to do my best to make sure it's the beginning of whatever I do. I listen to this piece, and it's hypnotic. It's mesmerizing, and I hear everything in it, journey and mystical, and it's transcendental. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, and the interesting thing is, it's so true, as you said, that it came about. I kind of get into my creative flows, you know, on, you know, experimenting with different music. And when you were doing your online readings at the time, and I was experimenting with some different sounds and different patches and stuff like that, all of a sudden I heard this one sound, and it just came to me. I mean, it was like divine intervention, and I just said, this just fits what Mike does so perfectly. And so I started shaping it up a little bit, and you know how musicians tend to play with music, you know, play with themes and motifs. And next thing you know is I came up with this arrangement, and I remember coming into the chat room to you at one time and saying, hey, I've got a piece of music, if it's okay to play, because you used to have those open music nights, I guess, on Fridays or Saturdays.
Yep.
And it went from there. And in fact, the couple of pieces that you're using are actually small pieces. It's kind of a performance piece that I've played it out. It actually sometimes times out to be like maybe 20 minutes or so, because there's several different segments. But this is the main theme.
The main theme. I can't wait to hear the whole piece when you have it all together.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what part do you play in it? The lead guitar?
I do everything you hear is me.
Everything, even the drums.
Everything in there is me.
Oh my God, it's fantastic!
Yep.
Man, you can play. I love your guitar.
Oh, thanks.
It jumps right out at you.
Oh,
you can hear it singing, talking to you. It's phenomenal. I listen to it all the time now since I had it uploaded. And anybody listening now, you can go and listen to it. Just go to www.michaelgoga.com, and it's right on the front page. It pops up automatically for you. When Joe, do you remember what year that was when we? I mean, because we really weren't friends per se. We were just like chat acquaintances.
Sure. To the best of my memory, I want to say it was around. That conversation we had was probably around 2003, I'm guessing. No, maybe 2004.
Right.
But I'd already, you know, started on the piece probably one, maybe even close to 2 years prior to that.
Mm.
You know, again, because it goes back to when you were doing readings online.
Right.
And
right.
You know, and then and I finally got the you know, I finally got the backbone to you know, message you and say, hey, I've got a song. I was wondering if you let me play, because you used to have that one night a week where you'd allow the music being played.
Yeah. And I, well, you know, I'll tell the audience, we'll go back a little. I came on the scene, I think it was like 97 in Astro One.
Yeah. I think I go back to about 99, actually.
Okay. And I was reading Hot and Heavy probably, I would say, like a year later. I would just go into the chat room and just read for people.
Yeah.
And I was a beginning reader. I wasn't a beginning psychic, but I was a beginning reader. I knew nothing about delivering a reading, but I said I had a plan, and this is what I'm going to do, and I went ahead and did it. And that was our... And when you're a chatter, you usually have a chat realm and a couple of favorite rooms you go in, and Astro One back then was basically our hangout, and you would go there. You had friends there. I had friends there, and that's where I was reading, and that's where you met me and seen what I was doing. And then I imagine it was a couple of years later where you were inspired to. It was given to you.
That's pretty right on. That's pretty right on what happened. And and interesting enough, I just wanted to say you know, to our friends who I'm sure maybe a few of them are listening. From the Yahoo Astrology Room. Hi to those folks. I've been fortunate enough to meet maybe 30-plus of them over the years.
Yes.
Different visits. And what a great, just a, you know, a great group of people from around the world have, through that little thing called the Internet, have connected. It's a pretty pretty amazing thing.
It's phenomenal. That's where I came out of. You know, I was just a regular guy, and I was going looking for alternative healing methods, because I was headed into healings, and I wound up in there, and I met the other readers, and I said, this is where I belong. This is where I was being pulled, because I was being pulled to computers and chat like 3 years before I had a computer. It was an obsession and a vision that just would not go away, so I knew I was pulled there, and I was pulled to that realm, and it put me on the journey that I'm on. And everything that I needed, everybody that I needed, everything I needed to know was just brought to me. And it's continuing to this day with the piece of music you wrote for me. I believe it was all spirit-led and a part of the play.
Well, it sure does seem like the law of attraction at work there.
It does. And back then, I had no... I wasn't planning on being radio or anything like that. And I just surmise, if I ever get something, I'll use it as a theme song. And here we are with a radio show.
And well, Mike, I have a feeling things are going to get bigger and better for you. I really do. What you do for people is so positive and uplifting during a time when we're slaughtered with a lot of negativity. And I think people are looking for, you know, that positive view on life. And you give it to them. So.
Yeah. And anything positive, you know. And then maybe help somebody in the midst of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I've been helped. I've been helped by people, and Don and Doug Newsom and BBS Radio just adopted me and taking me on like this and putting me out there. And I want to get that back. I think it's important. Because I think we take with us the goodness we created and we're a part of, you know.
Well, I agree. You know, and I also think people don't realize that, you know, there's a saying that it's better to be remembered for who you've healed than never forgotten for who you've hurt. And I think what you're doing is one of those classic examples. People will always remember what you've done, because the validations over the years for you have been stupendous, actually.
Oh, phenomenal, phenomenal. I have a cabinet. I used to print them out and record them all, and I stopped when the cabinet, there was no space left in the cabinet, and there was a time where I wouldn't read you unless you promised to send me an email. Remember those days?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm going to read you, but I would appreciate an email with your thoughts on it. And I did that for years, and there was no room to put them anymore.
Well, you're going to have to build the Jodex Memorial Wing to house all those validations, my friend, because
you hit
the nail on the head.
Good. And Dex, you play, man. You rock. I hope there's hundreds of people listening, and I hope my website goes around the world and continues, and they hear your music as soon as they load it.
Thanks.
Because it's awesome. I want to hear them. Now, you had plans to go in other directions too with your music? And
well, you know, the music business itself is, you know, has been such an evolving thing over, especially the last you know, handful of years, especially. But you know, I go back to, you know, the classic rock era, you know, the British Invasion days. Like most guys, you know, my age, and were influenced by naturally all the, you know, the Beatles and the Who and the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And I really think, in a weird way, the music industry has changed. And as much as I have a strong affinity for the classic rock, as a musician, you evolve to your original music. You have to kind of move with the times a little bit, and yet stay true to your heart and true to your energy.
Right, right. That's true. So, and then you're seeing another path for you then with your music, and
well, indeed,
or extra on the side, or
well, it's kind of interesting because I'm one of those kind of musicians. My personal taste, I have such a wide taste in music. I like stuff from soft, gentle stuff to way over the top, intense stuff, and everywhere in between. And I think music is something that basically fits different energies and different moods that we have. And it's hard for me to want to say, oh, I like just rock, or I like just blues, or I like just acoustic, or anything like that. There's too much out there, too much really good sounding stuff on a wide level. So that's how it influences my writing as well.
True. And spirituality, I feel this in your music. There's a big influence with it.
Well, you know, again, it's one of those things where a long time ago I came to the realization that that the real creativity isn't from myself, really. It comes from somewhere, you know, some sort of spiritual, you know.
Yeah, I can hear it in their music.
I just I sort of listen as I try to compose stuff, and
right. And
there's times when I'm working on a piece, and I'm kind of going over and over, and sometimes I literally feel like a little nudge, yeah, note over there for you, you know, and
I
go to it, and all of a sudden it just lights me up, and I realize that I'm thankful for being more the conduit of that type of energy than trying to take real credit for it.
A channel, yep. And I always said that all artists are channels, really, and it's really impressive when you see somebody make something out of nothing. It wasn't there before, and then all of a sudden it's there, and it's awesome. And it's, to me, that's where the magic is, you know. And I see that with you.
Well, you know, and the inspirations come from different things, you know. And for an example, yourself would be one of them. It just kind of struck me like a wave, and as the saying goes, it started to actually write itself.
True.
Just sort of in a sense, just going along for the ride as I was writing the music, and
true.
And I just feel thankful that you gave me an opportunity to present it to you, and I hope it serves you well.
Oh man, I'm humbled by it. I'm thankful. I thank you for bringing it to me and doing this for me. It's humbling. It really is. And everything about me from the beginning has been very symbolic. My names and what I do and how I do it and why I do it, and this just fits right into the symbolism of where I'm headed. You know,
absolutely.
Everything was like I take pride in everything I'm connected to is unique and it wasn't there before, and it was channeled through me or others around me, and it's connected to what I'm doing, so it means a lot to me to be unique, original, and channeled. And
well,
and,
you know, I just say an interesting thing about it is that I was coming up with the music was, again, the energy and from the music nights you used to have, in the chat rooms.
Right.
The music itself, these different flavors kind of jumped out at me, and of course there's an ethereal side to it and kind of a mystical side to it. And then, because a lot of the music that was other people were playing had a lot of dance flavor, that beat to it. So I was able to find a way of combining an ethereal, mystical kind of sound in addition to something with a strong beat to it, which I find fits the energy of what you do really well.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. And before we forget, are you selling your music, or is there any way anybody can, like...
Well, right now, my pieces of my music are can be listened to on MySpace. Of course, it's myspace.com,
okay.
Joe Dex. And I'm right now. I'm getting the finalizations on the copyrights and the CD process. It's the music business has a few steps you got to go through in order to get it all solidified that way.
Right.
And I'll have it available soon on CD Baby and download sites throughout
okay.
the little planet we live on.
Good, good. And this will be the stuff that you created through the years. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I've got tons. A couple of other projects that I've worked on for a long time that are kind of looming that I work continuously on is I have a short science fiction story I wrote called The Third Dream. It's kind of a interesting play on time, looking forwards and backwards in time and space stations and stuff. It's a pretty fascinating story that I have music already set to.
Wow.
As well, I have a children's story that I wrote, or actually should say I rewritten it from a Chinese fable called The Stonecutter, which I have set to music.
Wow.
And again, those are pieces I'm working on as well.
Wow. Wow. It's amazing what you can do with music and art and all artists, how they affect the world. Going back to spirituality, I believe you would be awesome with meditation music and visualization music, because I use music in my visualizations, and your piece does it for me. There's not much that does, and the going within piece, I'm using that now to visualize with. So you may find yourself even going in that direction.
I have quite a few pieces, actually, categorically that are kind of like that. Another one that I have called Crossing Over, which... Interesting enough, I actually wrote and came up with long before John Edwards had his Crossing Over show.
Wow.
I was kind of amused by that when all of a sudden I look up on television and see John Edwards Crossing Over. And I had written a song called, Crossing Over prior
wow.
to that.
Wow. Isn't that something? And that's another thing I was going to mention, like theme songs for TV shows and commercials and radio shows, and that's another area that I feel that you would slip into quite easily.
Well, as a musician, it's one of those things. If I tell you what the secret is, it sounds so simple. You wouldn't believe it, but it's really just being in tune to.
Yep.
And that's what I was saying about the different energies of different music. It's just being in tune to the right. To the right mood and the right need, and
right.
it, if you kind of listen to that and feel, let yourself feel it, it really almost unfolds for you automatically.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. You're describing a reading, really. If I the more I let go and listen, the better the reading is.
Yeah.
And just let it flow, and you're right with atmosphere and mood and connections, because it all plays a role in what comes together and how it comes together and why. So, such as Going Within, it's an awesome piece. You actually feel like you're going within when you listen to it. Yeah.
Wait until I send you the whole piece, Mike.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll see how you feel then.
I can't wait. I'm really humbled by this. I mean, how many people can walk around and say, yes, somebody wrote a song for me or about me or even titled it, connected to me or anything, you know what I mean?
I say it again, in any event, over these last, 8 years or so, I have seen how many people you have helped and how many people you have shed light on their life. To a certain degree, if it wasn't me, somebody should have picked up the ball and done something like this for you, because you certainly you deserve it on so many different levels, because you are really helping people cope during a time that's kind of hard. It's a tough age we live in.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thank you. I was thinking about that the other day. If there was any way of recording every reading I ever did or every show I ever did in chat, it would be like, I don't know, they would need a team to put it together.
Yeah.
And to collect it all. There was a time where I did three shows a week, sometimes one show a day.
I remember that.
And 20, 25 readings per show.
I remember that.
Yeah. there was times where I was so tired I couldn't even move, and I did it anyway. I was driven and helping at the same time, so it was a good thing, and I love doing it. You love what you do and do what you love, and everything will take care of itself. And you
I agree on that totally, yeah.
And you can see it in the artwork. You know, you can hear when somebody loves what they do, like you like your music. Dex, is there any way anybody can help you? Are you looking for anything, or is there any connections?
Well, yeah.
Or?
Yeah, you know, it's in this business, you know, and I've been at, you know, obviously for, you know, a long, long time. And, of course, you know, to get my music published as well as, you know, hooked up with a management team, and, you know, I've been out there looking. It's just, it's hard to find the right people to, you know, to put in place, and that's really with a successful artist. Is that behind-the-scenes thing that is so important, you know.
True.
Hopefully you've got a good product, but if you don't have a good team behind you, it's really hard. It is.
I'm in that stage now, Dex. You know, you look at the fields, and it's saturated, too, with talent and artists, and it's... And then you need publicists and managers and this and that, and there's rules and regulations, and it gets a little overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially nowadays, the legalities of so much stuff, as wide open as art has gotten, you know, the openness of expression.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there's another side to that, too, of what you can use, where you can use it, rights of usage.
Yep.
And
it's true.
But again, I look at it this way. Long as from my at least personal point of view, if I keep pumping some art out there, if I can touch one or two people, you know, probably the day comes that I've got to pass to somewhere else, mission's accomplished. And if it's a million, that's all the better. But, you know, I just think a good artist realizes that, you know, you try to do something that can touch somebody's heart somewhere. And
true.
Let the cards fall where they may. You know, not everybody's going to be as big as Elvis or the Beatles. And,
yep, that's true. True, very true. And accept and be thankful and just let it go.
Absolutely.
And hope the right thing happens. I, you know, I can compare like a psychic reader to a musician and a lot of other artists that are struggling and what they go through. You have natural fears, too. I mean, you know, if you sign the wrong thing or you agree to the wrong thing or you get in the wrong hands and then, like, your intellectual property, like you said, you know, and people taking it from you or somebody claiming it's theirs. I mean, there's a lot of things involved in just being talented and making your artwork, especially when you want to market it and get it out there. One thing I know is important is for the artists that already made it, helping the ones in back of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so important. And it's something that I'm always going to do. No matter where I go, I'm always going to... you know, as a reader, I want to showcase other readers, and I want to give them a chance to be seen and be heard.
It's interesting you say that, Mike, because actually, you know, here I'm in the Chicago music scene, and I've always had kind of an attitude that the way to kind of build up a good reputation as a good musician is to help the musicians build up their reputation.
Yep.
It just seems to be, I don't know, just at least for me, it seems to feel better that way as opposed
true.
To having that competitive.
True.
You know, I've always felt if you want competition, watch football or something. Then,
really?
If you want to feel positive, then, you know,
yeah.
Then you should really be, you know, art and music is the place to be for it.
Sure, and not being afraid to share your thunder, like, you know, like having another reader on, even if they are better than me, it doesn't matter. It's we're different artists, but I'm giving them, I'm helping them, I'm letting them get their name out there and their stuff out there, and in turn, it's only going to help me. It's goodness coming back, you know, regardless. You know what I mean? It only helps to help somebody because you get back what you put out.
That's absolutely. I just feel that's the right kind of spirit, and I just wish more people just understood that. I think, you know, things
it would
be a lot nicer for everyone if instead of being overly.
Yes, it'd be a much better world.
Yeah.
If everybody would just remember this, you get back what you put out, and you're a mirror, you know, and it's a reflection, and if you do good, good comes back to you one way or another. It might not be right away or obvious, but believe me, it's coming back. And even with your enemies, that's why the Master said, do unto others, you know, as you would like them to do unto you, and then you get back what you put out. Because even if it's an enemy or somebody you didn't care about, you surround them with love and goodness, that's what's coming back to you. And it applies to everything in life, really.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dick, did we forget anything or anything? You're on MySpace.
I'm on MySpace.
Okay.
That's my main site right now. It's,
okay.
I just get lost going from musician to musician. There's so much great talent out there. It's amazing.
It is.
Undiscovered talent, really. I get, you know, invites from solo artists and bands all the time to be on their friends list, and you're right. It actually gets humbling because some of these people have been out there as well for many years, putting out their music, and they're not on major labels or anything. And MySpace has turned out to be really the kind of a showcase for that in an interesting way.
I got you on MySpace, and anybody listening would like to connect MySpace, Joe Dex, right?
Yep, it's Joe Dex.
Okay.
MySpace.
Yep. And let me see. Then that's really the only way you're using to communicate right now. There's no website, right?
Well, you know, I'm in the process of getting a .com put together.
Okay, good.
That should be unveiled fairly soon. So I've got to figure out who I'm going to have host it.
Good, good. And we'll get that linked up. All your info is at michaelgoga.com. You just go to the guest lineup page and all of Joe Dex's info there, your email and the bio about you. And what is your email, Dex?
My email is joedexmusic, all one word, at yahoo.com.
Okay. And if there's any ideas or thoughts or any way they can be a help, feel free to email Dex and lend him a hand or give him a thought or just say hi. You heard the show. You love it. Spread his music around, especially the Going Within. It's a good way of listening to his work right away. It's right at your fingertips. Just load up the page and it'll start playing for you. And Dex, did I forget anything? I want to go into your reading, then I'll let you go. I was going to play the piece, but we played it twice, so, and they know they can go to the website here. So I'd rather spend the time giving you a quick little reading before.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, is there anything you wanted to say, or did I forget anything? Anything I can help you with, or other than just telling people how to find you and get a hold of you and listening to the music?
Well, and the same thing holds for you, Mike. Again, it's such a mutual relationship that we have that I say to people who are listening, Mike has done so much for so many people. Please listen to his show and go to his website. There's a ton of stuff on his website that's just well worth checking back into, because he's out there to help people and put out good information and
yep.
and good vibes to people.
Thank you, Dex. And with the website, I have three Yahoo groups there for everybody. I got the cybersecurity. I got the group Woe. If you're having problems on the internet, these people can help you. Join their group. Go to the banner. I have Awakening Within, ran by Marilyn Vaccaro. Anything spiritual or meditation issues, that's a good place to go. And then I have the Cafe, the Yahoo group, Angel Cafe, ran by Victoria De Tavio. And that concerns mental health and mental health issues and support services. So I got a little bit for everything. I got an awesome patriotic tribute. The guest books, there's something there for everyone. You can get to the radio show from there. You can listen to the radio show. I got a guest lineup with all their info. It stays there forever. If you ever want to check back and see who it is, you can get to the archives at BBS Radio from my site, and you can listen to the broadcast from the site. So everything is there, and it's all good, positive, healthy stuff, family-oriented, nothing out of the ordinary or strange, and it's only good stuff, so... Thank you, Dex, for mentioning that.
Thank you, Mike.
I'd like to go right into your reading, and then I'll let you go, bud.
All righty.
I'm almost feeling like within 30 days something significant is going to happen business-wise for you. And I'm hoping I'm right, because I feel like it's the beginning of, I keep hearing tell them it's the beginning of, and it's seems like it's right around the beginning of October. And I'm also getting, I believe it's a female, too, and I believe it's probably your better half, and I feel like she's a very strong, business-oriented, has got a good head on her shoulders. I really feel like she's going to always be connected to your success and be a part of it. And I believe some of the good stuff that's about to happen will be connected to or come from her or through her. So between now and the beginning of October, I would... and it's the little things, too, where you hear a bell go off. It's one word or an idea or a thought. I'm feeling this. So do pay attention to your better half, Dex, because I feel like it's what's about to happen may be coming through or connected or play a heavy role with her. Hang on for a second, but... Whew, she's a... they keep pulling me the toy now.
Yeah.
I'll tell the audience, toy is Dex's friend.
That'd be Alicia. Yeah, that'd be Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia. I call her. That's her old chat name, Toy.
Yep.
So, Alicia, I am being pulled to her, and she's playing a major role with your success. She's above and beyond when it comes to being a special person. Very talented, very special. The energy is... I'm hearing a teacher, like a teacher and a healer over and over with her.
And, I can't say she has been, you know, she has been amazingly supportive in all I do, even beyond supportive. I mean, encouraging and nurturing in everything I do. So I'm a pretty lucky person.
Yes, and it goes above and beyond. It's many lifetimes. It's a mission. It's a journey. And it's like she's here to, it's like you're the journey and what you're doing, and she's here to... be a big part of it, make sure it happens. And she has everything that she needs to go along with it. Now, let's see. And she's also going to play more down the road, and it's going to be increasing as time goes on. So anything connected to that, pay attention to. They're giving me like a light bulb going off in my head. This is like the third time this has happened to me between now and October. A light bulb's going to go off, and it's either going to come from Alicia or you, but watch for that light bulb, because it's going to be an awesome idea and thought, and it's going to be something that you've been looking for, and it's going to make a difference. I don't know if it's the next step on how to do something or the next job or opportunity, but just pay attention to the light bulbs. I'm getting the birth of an idea, birth of an idea, and pay attention. And it goes to the business arena. And I'm also getting contacted by the business arena again. It's a letter, a phone call. I'm getting news delivered to me. Something's going to move forward on me, or something's being approved, or they're contacting to tell me the good news and that it's going to work. So if you have something out there, I don't know if it's an interview or a loan, or you're looking for something or trying to accomplish something, you're right on the verge of the phone ringing and it being approved. And I feel like it adds to your journey. I keep hearing it's the beginning of an enterprise. The beginning of an enterprise, good news. The enterprise is moving forward, I'm hearing. And everything that happened, I really feel strong that between now and October, significant things for you in career and professionally is manifesting right now. And it's right on the verge of coming through for you, buddy.
Well, I got to mention, there's a song that I wrote about, I think it was the middle of this June. I won't go into the long story how it came to be about, but it was apparently they were soliciting for traditional style Chicago blues songs to be used in a movie production. And I had a song that I had written, actually, the basics of it quite a long time ago.
Hmm.
Now, I don't want to divulge the whole song, because if I do, this idea is one of those, why didn't somebody think of this before? Hmm. But I can say it's a very traditional Chicago-style song that could dovetail into selling a commercial product, which,
right.
Again, is very associated with Chicago. Alicia has said, if you don't realize, you're sitting on a gold mine with this song, because it could be the next Sweet Home Chicago kind of song. And so
That could be it.
I believe so, because when you were saying that, they were throwing coins at me like Frisbees. And I got a feeling, Dex, I do. Within the next 30 days, they were just flinging them at me while you were talking. They were signaling me that that's where they want me to go. And it's going to, you're being contacted, the news is good, and then it seems to create another path and a lot of activity like travel, communicating back and forth, and talk of business with this, talk of business I'm hearing. And it's a step up. I'm willing to bet. I'm going there with that. I really am. I'm feeling like it's that's where I was being pulled to what you were talking about, because it's a new enterprise. It's the beginning of an enterprise. I'm hearing tell them while you were talking.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that's what it is, buddy. And between now and the beginning of October, something major is coming through for you.
Great.
And it's going to be the beginning. And it's connected to what you're doing, too, your professionalism in your business arena. And like you said, you heard Toy say that, I mean, Alicia, and you described exactly what I was feeling, like a light bulb, or it was one word or one thought, and it rang a bell. And you're describing the feeling. So
you know what, now, Mike, now that you just said that, you want to talk about an interesting little validation? When I came up with the idea for this particular song, that's exactly the type of, it was like ding, you know, like that it's amazing you related it to that, because I didn't even think about it back in June, and I put the song together for that. It was one of those, why hasn't somebody done this already in Chicago? It is such a almost no brainer.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. And even Alicia said, you know, with Chicago getting the Olympics in a few years, she goes, I could just see how this could be, you know, dovetail with, again, it has a perfect transition into commercial, you know, a commercial, TV commercial kind of marketing, in addition to just a regular, regular song type of situation.
Good. I'm hoping it's that, because I kept hearing Tom listen to the bell. He heard the bell, and then a light bulb going off, and then Alicia. So you're describing what I was feeling, buddy. So let's hope it's that.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to go well for you. I'm willing to bet by the beginning of October you hear something connected to this. It's almost like tomorrow, or like I'm right on top of it, the next week even. But I'd have to go. I'm always a 30-day man.
Yeah.
I need to... structure, so I say between now and 30 days, but more so like right on top of it, like it's being talked about and thought about. So,
great.
All right, buddy. So, awesome interview.
Why, thank you. Can I just one quick hello to my two sons who are probably listening?
Sure.
My son Jake and my son Nick. I love you guys. You're my everything.
Good, man.
This is all for you guys.
Awesome. Awesome, Dad. Awesome, Dad. Very nice. Thank you, Dex.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great one.
Tell Alicia I said thank you.
Will do.
And everywhere I go, going within is going with me, and they're going to say, who's that? And believe me, they're going to hear about who it is.
It's all yours, my friend.
I'm going to take it everywhere I go. I'm going to treasure it, bud. Okay? We played it twice, so I think I'll just let you go in and go into the readings, and then everybody can listen to the piece, www.michaelgoga.com. Anytime you want, it's there. Just turn your speakers on, and you'll hear Going Within, written by Joe Dex, created and played and written by Joe Dex. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
All righty. Okay, awesome interview. I enjoyed that. I'm humbled by it. I really am. I'm a small town guy and just a regular guy, and all this is, I mean, how many people, you know, in town can say, I got a radio show and a theme song that was led by Spirit and written by a friend, and now it's being played globally at bbsradio.com and michaelgoga.com. Okay, folks, I'm open and ready for calls. I don't know if I have a caller online. If I do, I'll go to the call. If not, I'll put the numbers out real quick so you can call. Toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227, and toll-free in Canada, 1-888-877-877-5227. 815-9756. Give me a ring. Let me see what your inner thoughts are saying. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. You know the number. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. I'm here every Sunday afternoon for 2 hours doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. I love doing it. I do it every Sunday. I wouldn't want to do anything else but this. There's so much to say, too. I want to bring you to back to my website. There's the three groups I mentioned before. They're very special to me. The group Woe. If you're having any problems on the Internet, stalkers, harassments, hackers, join this group and communicate with the people that run it. They will help you. And if you do have a family member or a loved one that is suffering or dealing with a family member that has a mental illness or some mental emotional and mental illnesses, join the group, Angel Cafe. Victoria, it's a new group, it's a new startup, and she's dealing with different ideas, and she has issues in her life, and she thought it would be a great idea to get everybody together in a Yahoo group, especially the caregivers, because the caregivers, they suffer more than the patient does, so... And there's not enough for those people. And this Yahoo group would be a place to start. So, and that's right on the front page of my site. And then if you're discovering yourself spiritually, you're looking for meditation information, healings, if you're into spiritual healings, prayer, metaphysics, I mean, anything metaphysical, you can go to Awakening Within. That's also on the front page of my website. It's an awesome group ran by Marilyn Ferraro, and she does several gatherings a week, healing sessions and meditation groups, and it's the place to be if you're just starting or if you're a veteran. She'd love to hear you, and you can get there also from the front page of my website. There is a patriotic tribute there. It's above and beyond probably anything you've ever seen. And it's very symbolic. I'm not pro-war, but I believe the men and women of the armed services need our support, regardless of who's right or who's wrong. They're in the middle of it. And they're just like us. They got families, children, and rent to pay, and all different types of problems on top of being stuck in a battlefield. So as far as I'm concerned, we can't do enough for them. And I have a section there that... says how proud I am of them, and let them know that they're loved and supported. And a lot of other things there. You can listen to BBS Radio from my site. Listen live. All you got to do is go listen live, click an arrow. 24/7 original programming, unique, out-of-this-world shows, dozens of readers. You can get a reading every day if you listen to BBS Radio. That's how many readers we have here, and they're phenomenal. And I met a few of them. They're awesome readers and good shows, so stop in and listen to them. Pal Talk shows, they're coming soon. We know when we can do it, how we can do it. The help to do it is coming on board, and it's not as easy as opening up a room and just showing up. It's not that easy. There's a lot of work involved, and it takes some help. And timing. Timing is important when everybody's volunteering, everybody's got families. So don't get frustrated. Like I said, it's all volunteer, and at least we're moving forward. I've been through a lot on this journey and had many, many setbacks and always recovered, never stopped, always moved forward. But every time you have a setback, you got to rebuild and reorganize and get back into the way you were before, and it takes time. So, and we're at that spot. We're ready to open up the room and Pal Talk. I'm going to just hang out in there and do nonstop free readings, just like I'm doing here. And we'll announce that through the Yahoo group and my mailing list, which brings the importance of joining my Yahoo group so you can... And get on my mailing list at the website so you know what's going on and where we're headed and how you can find us. It's going to be important especially when the shows start, the Pal Talk shows, because there'll be 100 PMs and 100 emails, where are you, how do I get to you, and if you at least belong to the Yahoo group or the mailing list, you'll get a notice and an email telling you everything you need to know, and it'll make it easier for you and easier for me, because once I get in the chat room, I'm helpless. I can't help anybody. All I do is read, and the people around me are the ones that help me and help the people trying to get in. And somehow it all comes together. It works. But it's easier on me and everybody if you already know what's going on and basically how to get on top of it. Let me see. What else we got going on? Everybody says, remember this, remember that, remember this, and I slips my mind, and I'm terrible with notes, so I ad-lib. I do a pretty good job ad-libbing. I'm available in private, $40 for a half hour. All you got to do is email me. I read you on the phone, you calling me, or we can go into a private chat conference. I have donating buttons on the radio page of BBS and at my website on two different pages if you'd like to... share a little gift with me and help me keep going.
Hello?
It is getting a little tougher to continue
Hello?
What I'm doing, but...
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How long have you been there?
About half a minute.
A half a minute?
Yeah.
That ain't too bad. I was yakking away, and I forgot to check to see if there was a caller.
Okay.
Okay, can you talk...
Let me just get a general reading, whatever you see in...
Okay.
My nephew, too.
Could you put the mouthpiece like closer to your mouth or talk a little louder?
Okay. Is that better?
A little bit better, yes. What is your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Very good. See, welcome to the show.
Okay.
You caught me just in time. I got like 5 minutes, and let's jump into your reading. You heard me read before?
I listen to BBS now and then when I have a chance.
Oh, good, good. So you just, so you know BBS, and that's how you found me.
Yeah.
Okay. Stephen, I, work world, business arena, I'm getting some drama there. Like there's some disturbances going on or some issues throwing you off. Is there something going on at work or in business with you?
I have both.
I'm feeling like problems or issues, maybe.
Yeah, I have both a job, and I do rental of property.
Okay, like real estate type
business.
Thing?
Yeah.
Like real estate type thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and property and... But what I'm feeling with this is, how do I put it, jealousies and competition. I want to be careful between now and the beginning of October to watch out for competition and jealousies for some reason. I feel I'm like competing to maybe get something or get to it before you or do it bigger than you. So try to be a step ahead of the competition.
Okay.
Business-wise, especially for the next 30 days, it's important to know what the other guy is doing and to stay ahead of him in business. And
okay.
I also want to stay away. I'm having trust issues for some reason, whether or not there's somebody in my work world that I can trust. I don't know if you got your doubts about somebody that you're doing business with or you're worried about the way a business deal is going to go down. Is that connecting with you?
Yeah, I have a property that I'm worried about in terms of how to reorganize it for better income.
Okay, and this was a business deal that you were putting together?
No, well, I already have the property. Just that I'm trying to change the tenant type.
Right.
Types of tenant in there, so getting out of the problems with.
Okay, so you got something switching hands there, and you're wondering how that was going.
Yeah.
Okay, I would watch for with that and whatever you're into. I would watch for a flare up of tempers.
Okay,
if you see some negative energy developing connected to this? Downplay it, don't get involved, and be a peacemaker, because I feel like it's got potential to for tempers to get a little heated.
Okay.
Or to have some negativity between the people that are involved. You want to work harder at keeping it positive with everybody involved with that deal.
Okay.
Okay.
One question. What about personal life? I seem to be running into some problems.
Relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. Relationships seem a little unstable, too, for some reason. I feel that, for some reason, with relationship, I feel a little unbalanced. Are you in one now?
Yeah.
You're in one now. It's got some problems, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling unstable with this. They're making me, like, it's, there's so much involved. It's very complex, I feel. There's a lot involved. I don't know if it's family or your wants and her wants, but I feel like there's a lot involved, and you're going
to
have to...
Yeah, I feel as if I may have to choose a separate path, you know, have separation or something. I don't know.
If there's... I'm getting something in the middle of it, and if it's not solved... It may go that way. I feel like I need to solve something that's between me and her. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's family or career choices, but there's something like keeping you apart or interfering. And if you don't get a grip on that, it'll get the best of you. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't have much time to really go... deeper, but I feel like use your own judgment. Whatever the issue is between you, if you don't eliminate it and get a grip on it, it will eventually pull you apart.
Okay.
Do you
do personal reading, Michael?
What's that?
Do you do personal reading?
Do
on
I
your
do
website?
Private readings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do private readings.
Okay.
Yeah, and... I probably could help you more in private because, you know, 10 minutes on radio and everybody's listening, I got to be very, I got to use discretion, so you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me in private, anybody wants me in private, just email me, Michael _ Goger, #1, @yahoo.com.
Okay.
And I'll
your name
follow.
_?
Yeah, Michael
first
_ Goger.
Yeah.
The #1 @yahoo.com.
Number? Number is the number sign?
Yeah, #1.
Okay, the pound sign, right?
Right.
Or number spelled out number, N-U-M-B.
Yeah, just the #1. Don't write one, the #1.
Okay, pound one, right?
Right, the #1, yep, #1.
Okay.
And it's on my website, too, and it's on BBS Radio, and I'm easy to get a hold of. But listen, whatever that is between you two, You really got to communicate and sit down and solve it, or else it's going to pull you apart.
Okay.
And health looks good. I feel very strong. I feel very extra special, really, health-wise. Looks good health-wise. And, again, with career, I'm hearing it's going to work out for you in career, especially with that deal that you got going on. And pay attention to a female, too, a female mixed in with that deal. She's also going to lend a hand. I don't know if she's a customer or or an advisor or a partner, but there's a female with your next business deal that's also going to help it move forward and be above and beyond for you. So just remember me saying that. Okay, Stephen?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, buddy. Good luck with everything.
Okay, bye.
All righty. I'm out of time, folks. I got to be out of here 5 of. So until next week, watch your inner thoughts. That's where it all starts. That's why we call it your inner thoughts. Everything manifests from there. You become what you dwell on, and energy follows thought. So remember, pay attention to your inner thoughts. Take care, everybody, and God bless. Thank you.